Hey, what's up? Oh, jeez. Hey, it's Overslept with Chris Laker, blah, 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 blah. Alright, it's almost 11. I need to get up. I got shit to do. Gotta go to Long Island today. To Governor's. I want to get an early start because traffic going out to Long Island, rush hour, on a hot day. Well, on a Friday, I don't know when the fuck rush hour is going to start. It's going to start now. There's going to be all these people going to the beach and all the people just going home. And because all these people drive... People that drive into work in New York City are fucking animals. Just take a goddamn train, you piece of shit. Drive to the train if you don't live near it. Park your car, get on the fucking train. Driving in, you're a fucking asshole. And you make it hard for comedians to drive to your club. Well, so, but that, I mean, my plight aside, I think people driving into work is insane. And, here in New York, or any city with a decent transit system, I think, and you live in the suburbs, and it's like you want, I don't know, but whatever. Why did I say, but what, then it's just like, yeah, I might as well not have said anything, who gives a shit? I think New York's the only city where you can expect people not to drive to work. All right. I didn't even listen to yesterday's episode. I don't know if this air conditioner and the fan I got running is real loud. And if it is, I'm sorry. Maybe I'll listen to today's and find out, figure it out. But I never promised a technically good show. But I don't want to, if it's too loud, I want to turn it off. But I don't feel like getting out of bed to turn it off, because it's... All right. Maybe something in the news will get me going here. Sweden drops Assange rape investigation, BBC News. So does that mean he gets to leave? I don't know. The guy ruined our election. I give a shit. California grid sets record with 67% of power from we're going to get renewables. Now I'm curious about this Assange thing. Like, because there's a victim here, I want to make sure Sweden has decided to drop... I wonder why... It's interesting. All right. Set with... Oh, Mabel's yelling at me for food. You're going to have to wait a minute. Nevada becomes sixth state to ban conversion therapy. So, eighth state. I'm sorry. So that's... I guess when somebody is, you find out your kid is gay, and you're like, how can we make our kid not gay? And then they're like, hey, we got this thing over here. We got conversion therapy. Bring your kid in. He's gonna be a poon hound, Or, you know, if you have yourself a lesbian, we could turn her into a real cum dumpster. She's going to love it. And then they just torture people. And then they're still gay. And now they're traumatized. And they can't enjoy any kind of sex. Which is, what's more tragic? There's nothing. It's really the only thing in the world. There's family, I suppose. But not everybody has family. Not everybody has sex. Some people don't have. Some people are asexual. Those are like the real. Those are the people that are really like marginalized and overlooked. Because you can understand almost any other kind of sexuality. I mean, not pedophiles, but even. But almost any other thing, right? Anything that's legal. I don't understand bestiality, but at least those guys, and they say guys. I don't think there's a lot of women that get into the bestiality. There's the people that fuck that fall in love with inanimate objects. You know, there's a video that was on YouTube. It was like a British show, but I'd see it constantly. Of like a woman that was in love with a Ferris wheel. There's a guy that was in love with his car. Wasn't even that great of a car, but he fucked his car. And then he had to tell it. And then he told his dad. Like he. It was really. Because. At that point. If you are. Having sex with a car. Can we call it, I think that might be. You're mentally ill. Because. He also assigned a gender to the car. He said the car was a man. And would talk to it and said the car talked back. Yeah, car didn't talk back. Right? But let's get that aside. That's got to be asexual. Not having any desire to have sex with anybody. That, like those, you don't hear from those guys, those people, that often. Because then, you just, how many questions is that person gonna? If you have friends like, yeah, I'm just asexual. How many questions you could be like, you don't want to fuck. You don't get. There's like nobody that you think is sexually attracted. Nobody from like. I don't know, Pamela Anderson to David Hasselhoff. neither one of the most beautiful people in the world, 2017, being Pamela Anderson and David Hasselhoff. Oh, that's what it was. Julian Assange, he's dating that Pamela Anderson, but. It would be mind-boggling. You're missing out on the most fun thing in the world. That's like why when people find out I don't drink, they're baffled. Even though that's very common. Particularly amongst comedians. There's so many sober comedians. It's ridiculous. But not having any... But it's not like I don't have the desire to drink. I love it. Note his hire. Man, that might be the toughest of them all. But it's private. It's very private. Nobody knows. I get your friends are just like, you don't talk to him? No. Man. I would think you'd get a lot done. Or would you not? Would you not be motivated for anything? It's interesting. Well, yeah, still be motivated to achieve stuff, right? I think if you weren't being kind of blinded by your own, if you just have the focus, you take away the sexual stuff, you just focused on a task, might be pretty good. Might be a big deal. But it would be, I mean, I don't think anybody would trade for it. But if you're truly asexual, it's not like you miss anything. It's not like you're like, oh, I wish I... You know, it's like, yeah, it's not my... I don't care. It's like me with football. I don't watch football. I don't miss it. I'm not like... I have no interest in it. I'll watch it sometimes. It's a bad analogy. This is not a perfect analogy by any means. But it's something... along those lines. Not like there's I know a lot of dudes that are just like they love football so much they probably can't imagine. They would hate to be like me and be very indifferent. So I don't know if there's any asexuals listening. I would love to hear about it. I find it very interesting. But how did we go from the Nevada conversion therapy? Yeah, that's the governor signs a bill preventing therapists from subjecting minors to sexual orientation change efforts. Well, that's good. I can't. There's only 8 states where that's illegal. So there needs to be more, I guess. Or you asshole parents don't fucking try to convert your children. Jesus. Terrible. Anthony Weiner pleads guilty to resolve sexting inquiry. Anthony Weiner, how you fought. Son of a bitch. I feel like a total asshole. Because I saw that movie Weiner, the documentary about him. I saw it in the theater. I was so intrigued by this guy. And that movie really makes him out to be like a fucking hero, right? And it's like, yeah, he likes to text his dick. Like, he can't help himself. He's got to text his fucking dick out. But he's like a good dude besides that. And then it's like, he was fucking sending it to like a 15-year-old or a 16, an underage girl. I don't know what her age. But it's like, ah, man, why'd you gotta go do that? You were my dick pic sending here. Okay, I was like, fuck, why is everybody fucking with this dude? Just because he likes to text his dick out. Big deal. You know, I mean, it's not my thing. But I don't know. I haven't seen his dick. Maybe it must be very photogenic. And, He likes sending it around, and he keeps getting fooled into sending it to women that are gonna tattle. But now then he sent it to someone who's underage, or did he get caught up in a sting operation? Doesn't matter to me. But still, I'm not even gonna. And there was a picture with his. Oh, that was on the cover of the Post. It was like a picture with his. He had like his baby on the bed while he's taking. It was pretty. You know, I'm a pretty open minded guy. But that's over the line. The people that would be like, hey, I'm cool. But that's the line. Like, all of a sudden you... I'm not saying that's not the line, but... I don't know what I'm trying to say. New Jersey man who says rabbi sexually abused him awarded $15 million. Now, that's got to feel pretty good. I would take that deal. I mean, I don't know what the rabbi of repeatedly raping and molesting him when he was a teenager. I mean, that's terrifying. It's terrible. I'm just saying, 15 million is a lot of money. Rabbi, really kind of, you know, you think of a priest. I think anybody that wants to have the trust of children, lock them in a cage because they want to fuck them. Any man. They should only allow, like, any, like a teacher, I don't care, any coaches of sports teams, any Cub Scout leader, anything where you're dealing with children, boy or girl, right? You only allow women to do that fucking job. I don't give that. I understand that there's sexist issues there, but you can't trust fucking men. A woman fucks a student. True, they do that shit, but they fuck teenage students that want to fuck. And I'm not saying there's not women child molesters. There are, but there's got to be. I think out of women, it's probably like 0.1% of women are child molesters, and it's about 60% of men. It's like fucking off the charts insane how many men want to fuck kids. It's goddamn craziness. I don't know if it's 60%. That sounds, I don't, but I've like had, I had a friend. I thought he was just like a normal dude. It's like a friend. I hung out with him. I met him in Narcotics Anonymous. This is where I hung out in Narcotics Anonymous. I was like 22. And like my butt, and then he got locked up for like molesting his girlfriend's kids. He was older than me. He was older than me, so I thought he was cool. I thought he was like this like cool guy. He seemed like, you know, like all awesome. I'll tell you one thing: I hate child molesters. I have no patience for them. All right, I got to feed these cats. I got to get going. I got shit to do. Thank you guys for listening. It's been a... this is episode 103. It wasn't that good, but it's better than yesterday. Yesterday was a total fucking piece of shit. Today is better than that. So, there you go. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Hey, maybe no, I'm not even gonna ask you to do anything. Let's just end this nice. Go you go do whatever it is you want to do in the world. Don't worry about me. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.